Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, Russia as the world's policeman. It's hard to see what the point was of the Israeli and Palestinian peace talks that took place in Paris this week. For a start, neither the Israelis nor the Palestinians turned up. Then those that did issued a statement that could have been written at any time in the past two decades. Everyone still believes in the two-state solution, apparently. It all felt like a last-gasp effort from two administrations on their way out of the door. While US President Barack Obama leaves office at the end of this week, his French counterpart François Hollande will be replaced in May. In fact, describing it as a last-gasp effort is giving them too much credit. Everyone involved knew it would come to nothing. It was for show. So what happens next? Obama's replacement, Donald Trump, is supremely confident that he'll have more joy finding a peace deal. This week, he claimed his 36-year-old property developer son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who's never written or publicly spoken a word about diplomacy, has never had anything to do with diplomacy, would be able to find a solution because he's a natural deal-maker. And a good kid, too. Let's not forget that.
I actually think he likes politics more than he likes real estate, I must tell you. And he's very good at politics, so...
The Israeli-Palestinian issue is not going to be high up on Trump's agenda. America first, as he made clear during the campaign, means exactly what it says. Trump will happily throw his allies under the bus. See his critical comments on Germany, for instance.
I felt she was a great, great leader. I think she made one very catastrophic mistake, and that was taking all of these illegals.
What matters is America. America is what matters. And some US critics may think this is a good thing. America has caused too much harm in the world, they say. The world would be a better place if the US stopped acting like its policeman. But if America steps back, might not someone else step forward? There was a meeting in Moscow this week that received little coverage. Representatives from Fatah and Hamas agreed to form a new unity government. This is a big step, and Vladimir Putin's Russia will take the credit. It's yet another example of how Russia wants to play, indeed is playing, a bigger role in the Middle East. Next week, Russia will lead Syrian peace talks in the Kazakh city of Astana. Again, the US won't be involved. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Russia is far weaker, economically, militarily, and diplomatically, than conventional wisdom suggests. But there is a clear direction of travel here. America stepping back, Russia stepping forward. If this process continues, the West may need to start asking itself, was it really so bad when America was the world's policeman? And how will we feel if Russia takes on that role? That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.